It's two middle-aged dudes and a microphone.
I mean, you just start talking, and then they're like, "What?" And okay. You're like, "Huh?" And then, what?
And then, and thanks for tuning in. We've got lots to talk about in the next half hour. We got news stories. Let's start with my update.
Okay.
Last week, you remember we were talking about the Green Bay clown.
Right.
Well, clown. Creepy clown. Came out this week that the whole thing was a marketing ploy. Nothing but a marketing ploy.
That's why we can't have nice things.
And I just thought I would bring that because we did discuss it and it was very creepy.
I like the clown and I'm a little upset about that, to be honest with you.
Did you like it? Dags.
I like the fact it had a name too, right?
Dags, yes.
Dags. I liked what he stood for. He just stood in one place. I thought he was just handing out balloons to kids.
If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Yeah. Is what I've been told. Oh, wait, we got an update from last week. Been vindicated about something. We heard a little bit here and there about the snake in the bed. Remember that question?
I do remember that
the question
well, yeah.
When I said, "What do you do?"
Yeah, and I had the perfect answer.
There's a snake in the bed, and you wake up with it. Well,
but you wouldn't listen.
Apparently, I'm not so crazy after all. There's a Maine couple that found a 3-foot ball python slithering in their shower.
No way.
Yeah. Her boyfriend, the girl in the article here, boyfriend was getting ready for work. He came across a shocking surprise in the bathroom. He came out of the bathroom and said, "Stay on the bed. Don't move.
Don't panic." That's what I told you last week. It'd be the first thing.
And
I
he searched around trying to find something. He didn't want to tell me what it was because he knew I'd freak out, was what the girl said. He finally had to admit there was a large snake in the shower and he did not know what to do about it. Now, I'm just going to say here, if he'd been paying attention last week,
if he had listened to our test podcast,
you always throw the wife at the snake.
So what'd he do? Did he handle it like we would?
He remembered that the neighbor was a snake owner and he called the lady. And Elsa had escaped a month earlier, and the lady thought she was dead.
Well, how about that?
And not sure how the snake got in the house, but either way, I'm thinking that if you've got a snake missing for maybe a month, you start telling people.
Yeah.
Call me crazy.
You know, Alice Cooper lost one of his boa constrictors in a hotel. It showed up like 6 months later coming through a guest.
You should have seen the bar tab. It was ridiculous.
But this one, I actually saw this video, and this story kind of made my day. And the headline is, "Sea lion throws stingray at shocked kayaker." And this is from Dana Point, California. A California kayaker who encountered a sea lion swimming near a harbor recorded the moment the animal threw a stingray at her. The video, which we will link on our Facebook page, we'll talk about that later. The video filmed earlier this year in Dana Point, California, shows a sea lion swimming in the distance ahead of the kayaker. The sea lion splashes around in the water, apparently wrangling with some intended prey, before surfacing. The sea lion violently shakes its head to the side before throwing its prey, which was a stingray, at the kayaker. And the stingray hits the water right in front of the kayak.
That story sounded so much better on paper.
Maybe it's the way I read it.
Maybe. What was the end?
The stingray just landed in front of her kayak. It didn't even hit it. But the funny thing was...
That's a really dumb story.
No, the sea lion was throwing something at this kayaker, and it was his lunch.
Don't sea lions throw, like, bouncy balls and stuff, too? Isn't that really what they do?
This was a wild sea lion. It's never been trained.
So he liked to party?
I like the story. Okay. I'll tell you didn't.
Let's keep moving along.
Okay, next.
Oh, wait, this is a good one. Texas man finds a 9-foot alligator hiding in his garage.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm in your garage. Can you find me?
How big is this man's garage?
It's big enough to hold a 9-foot What's a 9-foot? I mean, most people have a 9-foot long.
Yeah, but if it's hiding.
Oh, he's really good at it, though. That's the thing.
It's the Sasquatch of alligators.
He's like the reigning hide-and-seek champion. And so it says, What does it say? He says a little nerve-wracking. You think?
Yeah.
He opened his door and was confronted by a 9-foot-long alligator.
Well, then that's not hiding.
That's not hiding at all.
It was like...
This is another misleading story.
That headline is wrong.
Doug Garmer said he opened the garage at his Fulshear home Thursday evening and came face-to-face with a 300-pound reptile.
Okay, I'm mad.
I took 2 steps in. His head was literally right there, Dahmer said. It was a little nerve-wracking.
Okay.
Okay, there are several problems with this.
The title of this should be Texas Man Finds 9-Foot Alligator in His Garage. They should have dropped the word hiding. Either that or I should have read the story before the podcast.
I don't know. At the bottom it says that he was they put a noose on him and he was hissing and biting.
Wow.
He became very violent. Wasn't he born violent?
Born violent, yes.
They said,
we're going to get PETA letters.
We probably will.
Yeah.
No, you didn't get letters for last week when you were butchering those Middle Eastern names.
I just saw this last sentence. I think it's pretty funny.
I'm thankful he wasn't hungry when I walked out. That's not even a good sentence. Anyway, he was thankful the thing went hungry, but I'm going to argue he probably was hungry.
And if PETA is listening, the alligator was transported to an area wreck.
What do we care? We didn't do anything with him. We're just reading the story.
I'm still mad that it says he was hiding in the garage.
Hello, I'm in your garage. Somewhere, can you find me?
Maybe they meant... No, I'm not even going to work with it.
These stories today, I just don't know if they're... I need an uplifting story.
Oh.
One about a heartbroken widow that tried to revive her dead husband for months using holy water and spells. Oh, look, I got one right here. Wow. I don't know where to start.
I'd skip the byline or the...
I'm just going to the point. There's a 76-year-old widower who tried to use holy water, prayers, and spells to revive her dead husband for more than 4 months, despite the fact that she was a doctor.
Wait a minute.
I'm trying to figure this out. How do you mix those things together? You're going to go with the occult... And
Catholicism?
You go with Catholicism. You go with the cult. You're working both ends here. Which one are you going to go with?
That is weird. That really is weird. And she was a doctor.
But they eventually found the mummified body of the 87-year-old on the sofa.
Why would you try to revive an 87-year-old?
I don't know, but this was in Russia again, if you'll notice.
What is going on in Russia?
The man hurt his leg last year and became housebound. He died in April, but she pretended to her son's neighbors and former work colleagues that he was still alive. She used holy water and uttered prayers and spells in the expectation she could revive him.
How good? Okay, I don't know about holy water because I wasn't brought up Catholic. I do know about spells because I've seen a lot of movies.
Well, that's all real. They couldn't put it in the movie.
Right.
I don't know which one's the holy water.
I have an issue with the fact that he was 87 years old.
I think he's just...
He was happy to go.
He was just done.
You've been around 87 years and you've broken your leg and it's not healing.
Yeah.
What's there to do?
Sit on your couch dead.
There's nothing good on TV.
Here we are.
I voted against this one because I thought it was kind of gross.
Picking your nose is not only disgusting, it can also be really dangerous. While in isolation... Boogies might be the source of such amusement.
Did you say boogies?
Boogies. I'm guessing they meant boogies. I don't know.
Humphrey Bogart?
Boogies, yeah. Yeah. Boogers. In isolation, Humphrey Bogart might be the source.
We call them boogers.
They're boogers, yeah. I was reading the type that I had put in front of me. While in isolation, boogers might be the source of much amusement. Amusement, really?
I haven't been amused by boogers.
You know what?
We're kind of amused by boogers right now.
I'm actually thinking, you know, we could take a trip to Disney World, or I could take the kids to Disney World or Six Flags. But no, I mean, I get enough amusement just sitting on the couch. Picking my nose.
Well, you won't after you finish this story because I read
it. It's not uncommon to see children having a good nasal root around.
That sounds like a dance from the 60s.
But the root around, everybody root around. But by the time we reach adulthood.
Over there, or the other side of the room, they're doing the nasal root around.
By the time we reach adulthood, the understanding is we've grown out of it or have become better at doing it in private. There's no official figure on how many adults occasionally have a quick pick. But our estimation would be 99%
of them. That's what you do
them.
With the lottery.
You're right. I always thought the quick pick was something completely different.
You get a quick pick.
But aside from the fact that's been seen as gross and uncouth, is having a – I'm not even – you know what?
What's the matter?
Is having a small little pick now and then such a bad thing? Yes, according to Dr. Eric Vogt. Not just bad either, but it might be. Well, there's no, usually it's spelled a little differently. But it's dangerous, according to Dr.
Vogt.
Speaking on a Business Insider video, Dr.
Vogt
explains how to introducing germs into your nose, such as a germ that I can't pronounce which can live in the front of the nose, combined with picking, can cause abrasions. You're not doing it right.
I've never abrased my nose.
As a result, these abrasions bleed, promoting germs, increasing the crust. Just
see,
use the word
it was
crust.
Gross.
And irritation by picking your nose. Depending on where you are and where your hands have been, this could introduce some serious nasties into your body. That's some good journalism right there. Nasties.
I don't even think that's real journalism.
Why don't this say...
Where are you on picking your nose, honestly?
I'm not picking it right now.
I don't want you to pick it right now.
I don't know. I never thought about this. I know I was going to be quizzed. I mean, I know you're picking yours all the time.
You never see me pick my nose.
You never see me pick my nose.
But sometimes it's necessary.
I would say if you put a little shield in between, the little tissue.
Exactly, that's it.
Yeah,
that's
you get
the
a little shield in.
Yeah.
But,
or a glove.
What?
You could wear a glove.
You wear a glove.
Yeah. What if you wore one of those football catcher gloves?
You call them bug gloves.
Like I have the tar on them. That catch footballs. Oh, you don't even know what I'm talking about.
Okay, we're going to move on because I don't even understand what we're talking about at this point. Don't you have something like a top list or something?
Yeah, we're gonna try something new this week.
And, hear that? There's probably some kind of a top list intro music or something.
Oh, that's pleasant.
That's nice. Okay.
I really liked it.
That was nice. What's our top list today?
Well, first of all, we're going to do a top 10 list and,
because no one's ever done that.
No, everybody does it, but it's not cute. It's because they're interesting.
It's not a cute little top 10, like Letterman being funny. This is actual,
this is
actual data that's been mined.
Exactly. These are official lists.
Actual important data.
As a matter of fact, this comes from today's list comes from a website called alltop10s.com, and these are official lists.
Well, there you go, because it's all top 10s. They don't have top 15s. They don't have 5s.
I think they may have. But anyway.
Tell everything you know.
The list that we have today, and I just grabbed it because it's the first one I saw, is the top 10 scariest horror movies of all time. So we're going to read the list in descending order.
Actually already against a couple of these.
Okay. Number 10, 28 Days Later. Have you seen that one? It's a zombie film.
I did. I saw one of them. There's two of them.
Yeah, there's... I've forgotten. I think that's
I did. Yeah.
Okay. Number 9?
Yeah.
Alien.
See, I think that's wrong. See, Alien should be down towards the... It should be...
Did it scare you?
Alien's a great... Well, I don't get really scared
movie,
by movies.
It didn't scare me.
I don't really get scared by movies, so I'm a bad person to ask. But I can get creeped out. Things are creepy to me in movies sometimes. But Alien, as far as... But they're going for the top shelf stuff here. They're going for the big money here.
Okay.
Aren't they? No, maybe not. I don't have the list.
Number 8?
Someone didn't give me a list.
You have a list. You just lost it already.
I don't have a list. I go sniffing again.
Number 8?
There you go.
Is The Shining.
The Shining is... I just saw that really honestly all the way through for the first time in the past 2 years.
Are you serious?
I've never seen it all the way through. I'd only seen it in broken pieces.
I saw it at church camp.
That is actually right.
Like 12.
And what... What kind of a church shows kids?
It was at the Baptist church camp.
I hope it was an edited version.
No, I think it was on cable.
Oh, Lord. Okay, you know, this is not a good commentary on where you went to church.
It did scare me.
Okay, so what number is that one?
That's number 8.
Number 8. Okay, go to 7.
Number 7 is The Game of Death from 2006.
Never heard of it.
I haven't heard of that either. Number 6 is Psycho.
Psycho should be down. That should be closer to number 1, too. Psycho. In fact, it's funny you say that. I turned on Psycho last night. I was so, where I've been sick, I didn't feel really good. I turned on Mike. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at the clock.
Why are you looking at the clock? I'm talking about Psycho. Oh, okay. So I start watching Psycho, and I'm just too tired, but I got through the first little bit of it. But I love that movie. That movie still to this day is fantastic.
Now, you're talking about the original, because they remade it with...
Well, that'd be Psycho... Oh, not the...
No,
yeah,
the remake.
Not,
they
not
also
the,
remade The Shining.
Who did?
Somebody.
This is going to get boring quick. We better hurry.
Okay, number 5, 100 Feet.
I have no idea what that is.
I think that's somebody that's getting stepped on. Like, maybe.
like 10,000 Maniacs and the big rock that rolls over. You know what we ought to be doing? We ought to be doing the top 10 B-horror movies, because those are even better.
Those are the better ones.
Yeah, like 10,000 Maniacs, which the band was named after.
I love a good B-movie.
You know 10,000 Maniacs?
Yes.
Not the band.
100 Feet?
I don't know that one. What's the next one?
100 Feet.
I don't know that one. The next one's what?
The Ring.
The Ring I do like. I like Ringu, which is the...
Anything Asian, I enjoy.
That's racist.
I didn't get on an Asian's back and say, this is how I'm going to start doing my chores.
So racist. Anyway, so Ringu is really good. Which
that's
is
the one Ring. I like. Yeah,
yeah, Ringu and the Ring. That's pretty cool.
Ringu, I went through a Asian movie phase where I collected, I don't know, 100 different Asian movies.
It's a great story.
And they are, as far as entertainment goes...
They are. They're great.
Extremely entertaining.
Premonition was another one that was actually better as a Japanese movie than it was an American remake. But
have you seen an Asian movie called Recycle?
I've seen Audition.
Oh, Audition. Don't watch that.
Don't watch that. We're not condoning that movie at all. So whatever you do, don't watch.
That's not on this list, and it should be.
Okay, so keep going, because everybody's already asleep or they're at work already.
Number three is my favorite horror movie of all time. A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street is a fantastic horror movie.
I remember watching it in high school, and I thought at the time, you know, there were slasher films in the 80s. That was the big thing. And then Nightmare on Elm Street came out, where there was this plot where this guy would get you in your dreams. It was different.
You're explaining for all the youngsters in the crowd, right?
No, I'm telling you why.
Oh, actually, they remade that too.
They did.
Jackie Earl Haley.
Really good. The remake I thought was pretty good.
Yeah, Jackie Earl Haley. I like him.
Not nearly as good as the first one.
But the first one's great. Yeah, my favorite part of the first
Marshmallow
one
Marshmallow Stairs.
Yes!
I knew it.
How the heck would you know I said
two.
How'd you know I was going to say that? Did we just become best friends just then? That's crazy. Number two.
1408.
I have no idea what that is.
Oh, it's fantastic. That really is a super good movie.
All right, let's keep going. Because you know what? Exorcist, I feel like I'm going to go to hell for watching The Exorcist.
The Exorcist didn't really scare me.
Where's 30 Days of Night? Where's Jaws?
Jaws didn't scare me.
Amityville
at all.
Horror.
I don't like water movies.
Amityville Horror is a house movie.
I was back to Jaws.
All right, Jaws is a great movie. Amityville Horror is a great. Amityville Horror, actually, I say it's a great movie. It's just creepy. It's not a great movie. It's very sensationalized, very Hollywood ending.
Yeah.
But it is still, especially, you know, when you go back and watch it, if you want to watch an old movie.
Yeah, we do. We watch that whenever. If it's on cable, we'll watch it.
But I don't understand why there are a couple that aren't on there. 30 Days of Night. You ever seen that?
No, I haven't.
I love
that
30
one.
Days of Night. That's a great movie.
I've seen a lot of these.
Where's Halloween? Why is Halloween not on there?
Okay, and this is their top 10 list.
Oh, where's Halloween? Halloween, you're telling me, is not
that's
in the top 10?
It's a slasher
10.
Film. It was scary.
It was a... Carrie? Where's Carrie?
Oh.
Where's
you
Carrie?
Know why, you know why Carrie's
these
not...
These are game changers.
You know why Carrie's not on this list? Because there's already two Stephen King stories on it.
Oh, who cares?
I guarantee you that's why they... Well, right. I can't guarantee. I don't know anything about it.
How much time we spent on this already?
Too much.
Oh, wait, don't we have questions or something?
We do have questions.
We should probably move on.
We have a Facebook page, and on that page today, I asked for questions that some listeners wanted us to answer for them.
All three of them.
And we actually got five questions.
Let's do it.
Today.
Let's do it.
Number one, Mark Patch asks.
Oh, shout out to Mark Patch.
Hey, Mark Patch, we miss you, brother. You need to come back to Tennessee at least to visit.
And I answered the question earlier because I'm like, answering the question. I'm not even thinking about what you said.
Craig answered the question.
I answered
right
the question. Like, why even? He's just probably like a person that Mark's probably not listening now because I've already answered the question.
Why would he? He got his information. Mark wants to know, what music do you middle aged dudes listen to nowadays?
Oh, wow.
And
I don't like a lot of new music. I just don't. I mean, there's good music. There have been a few good bands that come along, but I'm also really jaded. So I still listen to a lot of the classic stuff. I listen to old 70s and 80s, mainly because it's better. But there is some good stuff out there, if you can find it.
Give me
throw this one out there for Mark Patch, because I think Mark is a
cheap
fan.
Trick.
No.
Because when I think of Mark,
Fountains of Wayne.
I forgot about that.
I love Fountains of Wayne. And I think Mark Patch is a fan, too, I think, if I remember correctly. And
I know he likes Cheap Trick, and I love Cheap Trick. I'm kind of late on the Cheap Trick wagon.
Yeah, I like Cheap Trick. But see, that goes back to 70s and 80s, and there's just so much of that stuff. And if you really want to get into sappy 70s stuff, I kind of like a little Ambrosia now and then.
Ambrosia.
Yeah.
Taking it back.
That's taking it back
taking
a ways.
It back. What about Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Earth, Wind, and Fire. Do you remember?
Funk. Oh, yeah.
Do you remember? That was a little... Little Earth Wind and Fire.
And as far as I go, I still listen to REO Speedwagon and Styx.
Yeah, we know.
Run DMC. Okay, thanks, Mark, for your question. Next, Blake Wiley asks, what are the best items or resources to have in a post-apocalyptic world? And anybody that's watched Walking Dead would know you need a machete.
I would say lots of beef jerky.
You need a crossbow.
I would say lots of beef jerky. Because you're going to get hungry. And you watch
those
that
big cans of chocolate pudding.
Well, yeah, but they're heavy. But if you get the beef jerky, you know, if you could hit Sam's or somewhere as soon as the apocalypse breaks out.
I would say you would have to have a machete.
Bottled water. A gun. How do you carry it?
A gun would be helpful. But a crossbow is really perfect because it doesn't make noise. And it does the job.
I'm worried about starving, not getting killed by a zombie.
I'm thinking of zombies.
He
said post-apocalyptic.
Well, yeah, the zombies will rise up from the radiation.
Not really going to be zombies. So I'm going to say, okay, Blake, the number one thing I would have is a water filter.
What are you going to do with the water? Wait, what are those life straws?
Yeah. Not a life straw because those go bad. But we've got a Sawyer water filter that's guaranteed for 1 million gallons.
Quit dropping names. They're not paying for this podcast.
Well, they may.
We
send it to
them.
Okay, so water filter's number one. Beef jerky's good. That's a good one.
Beef jerky's a good one. Plus,
and
I just
still
like beef
a crossbow for hunting because you gotta be able to hunt. And that's the big three there that I would choose. Kelly Gilly asks, how about what would you do for a Klondike bar?
Oh man, if it was a Buster bar, I'd say just about anything. But Klondike bar,
Buster bars.
Yeah,
Klondike bar. You know, I would do certain things for a Klondike bar. If you want to say, if you said, I'll give you a Klondike bar if you walk down the hall and bring back a pencil and a piece of paper, I would do that.
Maybe. Not much more. But Buster bar.
A Buster bar. I would walk.
Buster bar. I'd walk. Like, yeah, I'd. But get you Dairy Queen Buster Bar.
Next question. Gerald Graves asks. Okay, Gerald, he asks, if I am 39 and holding, am I still a middle-aged man? That's easy. Absolutely.
What's he holding?
He's holding on to 39.
Oh, he's actually holding on to 39. Well, your wife said we're both 14. We're both 14, but that's just jealousy.
Wife's name is Lori, but she said she didn't want her name used on this podcast.
So don't say Lori at all on the podcast.
So if you hear me talk about Lori, Lori. It may be, I don't know.
Right.
One more question. This is my favorite question we got because Jamie Walker asks, who is doing your graphic design? I love it.
Oh.
And that just made me feel so good, Jamie.
Because I'm the one who did it all.
Actually, well, if you want to take credit, go ahead.
No, I didn't. I had nothing to do with it. It was A-Ron.
It was fantastic. And actually, the art, I am happy with it. But, Jamie, you made my day, and I explained that to you on Facebook.
Oh, and before we're done, how much time we got?
Well, we've recorded 30 minutes, but we're going to cut that down.
All right. Well, you have to tell them that. Now they're going to
ask me what to
do. Oh, I guess
I'll
did.
Cut this
okay, I got, okay,
out.
Okay. So I got one more thing. So last week, our friend Carrie got a little upset because we talked about cottage cheese, and he got a little bit upset because I just referred to him as a friend who liked to eat Doritos and cottage cheese. And I didn't call him out by name, and he acted like he was a little hurt. So you want to try to get Carrie on the phone now? Let's get Carrie on the phone. Let's make this up to him right now.
Calling Carrie.
Hello?
Hey, Carrie.
Hey, Carrie.
Carrie?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah,
hey,
I thought
hey,
you
Carrie,
hung up.
Hey, Carrie, this is Craig and Aaron.
I thought you heard Craig's voice and you hung up.
Oh, well, I thought about it.
Hey, Carrie, so
don't say anything bad either because we're recording
now.
Our podcast.
I mean, we're live.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
You made it to the, what do we call it, instant interview?
Yeah, we call this instant interview. Wait, is that some music? Like an intro.
I don't know. It's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Wasn't it the same as the last one?
Yeah.
And so so I wanted to make this clear on the podcast that last week that you were the one who ate cottage cheese with Doritos.
This is true.
And yeah. I did not give you proper credit. I just referred to you as some dude I knew.
Yeah.
And I wanted to set that right.
It hurt my feelings a little bit.
I wanted to set that right in front of all three of our listeners so they all knew that you were the guy who came up with that delicious little treat.
And, Carrie, we're going to start. There's going to be three or four questions that we ask everybody we do an instant interview with. So question number one, what are you doing right now?
Right now, I am enjoying some bread and honey butter.
Oh, that sounds good. Are you at Logan's? Yeah.
No, this is leftovers from eating out the other night.
You guys want to move this along?
Here goes Craig. Hey, by the way, can you hear Craig okay?
He's, you know, yeah, I can
watch
hear
it.
Well, you can thank me for
watch
that.
It.
I'm trying to hold the phone away from him. question number two, Craig.
I didn't know I was supposed to ask him a question.
We're going to have three or four questions, but I only came up with that one.
What is your favorite podcast ever?
Well, I really only listened to one podcast ever, and that was your pilot episode.
Yes, that's okay. What we were looking for.
Yeah, thank you. Your check's in the mail.
His favorite podcast is checks two middle-aged men and a microphone. Oh, wait, I said that wrong.
You can't even say two middle-aged dudes and a microphone. That's where it's at.
Yes.
Oh, no, what just happened? I just lost my audio.
Okay, anything else, Carrie?
Did you ask him the third question? Has he ever killed anybody?
No, that was the third question.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Seriously, why'd you call?
Why did you call us? We're in the middle of recording. We're in our brand new studio, by the way.
We are in our new studio. Last week, you may have found this interesting, we recorded our test podcast in Craig's dining room. But now we're actually in
what we're going to call our brand new studio. It's very nice.
It's not ours, but we're using it weekly.
It's very nice, but we're not going to say where it is.
No, because
the owners might come home.
All right, Carrie.
I'm sorry you got to go so fast there, buddy.
That's really awesome, guys. I feel so awesome to have been a part of this.
You articulated that really well.
You know what would have been awesome is if you had been eating Doritos and cottage cheese.
That would have been epic.
That would have fit right perfect into it.
I know. You guys really should have clued me in on this.
that defeats the purpose of the instant interview. It's got to be a catch off guard thing.
Okay.
All right, man. Well, enjoy the rest of your evening. Thanks for being on our podcast.
All right, I want to give a shout out to all my friends out there.
All three of them that are listening.
All of your friends are sitting in this room.
Oh, ouch! It's true.
I'm just kidding.
It's so true.
All right, buddy. We'll see you later.
Good luck, guys. Bye.
Okay, well, that wraps it up.
That's the end of episode one. This is episode one of our podcast.
Yeah.
And we're really excited.
I really think we need to amp up the stories a little, though. I don't know, the whole...
Well, I've been acting as the producer and been a little busy, so I just kind of got what I got.
What are you saying? I'm not doing anything?
That's not what I'm saying. Check us out.
Somebody's got to bring the sexy to this podcast.
Look for us on Facebook at... Two Middle-Aged Dudes, and that's where you'll find us on podcasts. And we're gonna have a website up soon.
Wait, there's an email address too.
You can email us, and please email us if you have questions.
Oh, wait, you got to specify two middle-aged dudes with a number two, right?
Yes, it's the number. No. Our email address is just middle-aged dudes. Middle-aged dudes.
That's right.
@gmail.com.
Okay, we're.
Just middle-aged dudes.
We're all about consistency. Yeah. That's why it's middle-aged dudes@gmail.com, but it's two dudes or something at Facebook.
No, Facebook's middle-aged dudes as well.
Let's just start all over.
Okay. We're going to start this over.
All right.
Thanks for listening. Send us questions you want answered. If you have any good top 10 lists, please email those to us. If you would like to be considered for our instant interview section, please send us either your phone number or your Skype handle, and we'll throw you in the mix. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
We're done.
It's two middle-aged dudes and a microphone.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe and leave a review. Check back next week for a new episode of Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone.